This Psychology Science Minute is brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Vanessa Melendez, Industrial Organizational Psychology Master's student. For those whose lying is chronic, excessive, and compulsive, what is the impact of this pathological lying on them? Pathological lying is not a classified disorder, but does it warrant official diagnosis and treatment? Researchers investigated pathological lying's frequency, function, pain, and symptoms. Is it a symptom in psychiatric diagnoses? They recruited people from mental health forums, social media, and a university to complete distress and lying questionnaires. Of 620 usable participant responses, ages 18 to 60 years old, 13% reported they identified themselves or reported others identified them as pathological liars. Pathological lying had no significant association with sex, age, education, ethnicity, income, or having a psychiatric diagnosis. Pathological liars averaged 10 lies per day, mostly in person, not in writing. Pathological liars, compared to average persons, reported more distress, more danger, and impaired functioning, especially in relationships, but also in legal, financial, and occupational areas. Pathological lies often stem from an initial lie and for no reason. This study provides evidence for identifying pathological lying as a disorder causing repeated relationship problems. If you or loved ones have pathological lying, seek psychological treatment. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Vanessa Melendez.